Welcome back to Ask Me Another, NPR and WNYC's Hour of Trivia, Puzzles, and Word Games. Let's say hello to Esther Bloom and Tony Ford. This next game is called Fruity Films, I'm warning you now, which Jonathan Colton will tell you about in a minute. But first, keeping with the Merriam-Webster definition of fruity as something strange or crazy, what's one strange or crazy fact about you that you would like everyone to know? Tony?
I grew up on Long Island, so at one point I was, as you do, I was in an emo band. At the same time, I was in Model UN, ladies. It was a wonderful pickup line, as you might guess.
What was the name of your emo band?
Odds Against, and two of them are actually here.
Oh, nice!
We were terrible.
Odds Against, that is super emo. Odds Against Us. Esther, how about you?
Well, I've been writing this book that's a contemporary retelling of the Canterbury Tales.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what in retelling in what sense?
Retelling as in Chaucer is a 40-year-old lady who takes a train trip across the country, and everyone she meets is actually a character from the Canterbury Tales, but reimagined so half of them are gay or they're multicultural or whatever, and they all tell her stories that impacts what she decides to then do with her life.
Nice.
All right.
How about you, Jonathan? How about one strange, crazy fact about you for our listeners?
A weird fact about me is that I am writing the exact same book that Esther is.
We should talk.
But I'm mostly done. I'm about to publish it, so sorry. I hope you haven't spent a lot of time working on it.
Yeah, but you haven't heard the title.
I don't have the title. What's your title?
The Sex Lives of Other People.
Oh, yeah. Oh. No, that was going to be my title as well.
No, it's all right.
Well, in this game, all of the answers are movies that have a kind of fruit in their titles. So puzzle guru Mary Tobler, how about an example?
My pleasure. If we said what Stanley Kubrick film featured Malcolm McDowell practicing a little ultraviolence, you would answer
A Clockwork Orange.
Yes, exactly.
That's right, because a clock is a type of fruit.
There you go.
It's confusing. I shouldn't have said that. Ring in when you know the movie, and the winner of this game will move on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Here we go.
In what movie does Drew Barrymore suffer from short-term memory loss, allowing Adam Sandler to make a first impression over and over again? Tony.
50 First Dates.
Exactly.
I wish that movie was about them eating that fruit for the
dates,
first time.
Just eating
50
dates.
Of them. You never forget your first 50 dates. Ugh.
I'm sure you don't.
Long before The Wolf of Wall Street, Leonardo DiCaprio received his first Oscar nomination as Johnny Depp's mentally disabled brother in this 1993 film. Esther.
What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
You got it.
Directed by the pop star Prince, this 1986 film soundtrack included both the title song to the movie and the iconic song Kiss.
Orange is not the only fruit.
Esther made up a movie.
Yes. It would be a great movie.
That would be a great
it's
movie.
A deep title, man.
Yeah.
Tony?
I have nothing.
Are you a Prince fan?
Huh?
What is wrong
not.
With you? Anyone out there? Okay, Purple Rain is very incorrect. Under the Cherry Moon is correct. Yeah, it was the one after Purple Rain, just as we were starting to discover that Prince doesn't always make sense.
This Woody Allen film with a one-word title was set in the fictitious country of San Marcos.
Bananas.
Esther. Bananas, you got it.
High school senior Colin Hanks needs his brother Jack Black to get him into Stanford University in this 2002 comedy. Tony.
Orange County.
Exactly. This is your last clue.
What Seth Rogen film gets its title from a strain of marijuana featured in the movie? Esther.
Pineapple Express.
Yeah, you knew that one.
How did our contestants do, Mary?
They did wonderfully. Congratulations, Esther. You're the winner of this round.
Well done, Esther. We will see you at our final round at the end of the show.